Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, the word of God, episode 23. And the scripture we've been using is Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So we've been looking at the Bible, we're looking at the word of God, and we know that it is quick. When we say quick, it means it's alive and it's powerful. And I said, there is nothing like the word. Because every knowledge we have in this world was gathered through the senses, which is seeing, hearing, tasting, feeling, and smelling. And so I said that the scientists and the scholars and the philosophers, everybody trying to understand how the world began, they do not know. And when they come to the last frontier of knowledge where they have experimented and they cannot experiment any longer, they now jump into darkness and theorize or say anything they like a Big Bang theory or evolution. So there are those who say that if I do not see, I cannot believe it. But thank God that we are the ones who believe in what we have not seen or cannot see. Saying they laugh at you, say, how can you believe in something you cannot see? Who saw that ape turn into a man? Who saw that whale who was walking on land now go into the sea? Who saw it? We all did not see it. I did not see creation happening. I wasn't there when God said, let there be light. You were also not there when you claim the man was an ape and became a man. You were not there, but you believe. You are just like me who believe in the Bible. I am better because I believe in something. I believe in something more powerful, something which is alive. So as I said, Darwin and all that. So people now say, you know, if I do not see it, as for me, if I seeing is believing, the experience is the best teacher. If I don't see something, I cannot believe it. If I don't see it, I don't know how I'm going to believe in something I cannot see. Then you begin to ask them, do you have brains? Oh, prophetess, are you trying to insult? No. Do you have brains? No. Yes, you have brains. Have you seen your brain before? No. So how can you believe, or how can you know that your brain is working when you cannot see it? Okay, what about the phone? Have you ever used a phone before? Yes. How can you stand somewhere and say, I am expecting a call from China, but where are you? Oh, I'm in South Africa. Where are you? I'm in Egypt. Where are you? Oh, I'm in North America. And you were expecting a call from where? China. But what is there in the atmosphere that connects and is able to allow you to hear another voice coming from deep down the ocean? How is that possible? How is that possible? It's possible. It's possible. Even though we cannot see it with our eyes, we know that they are there. Well, okay, what about an atom? Have you ever seen an atom before? A-T-O-M. A-T-O-M. Have you seen it before? What about a molecule? Have you seen it before? What about an electron? Have you seen it before? I have not seen, but it is real. It is there. So there are things that we cannot see, but they are real. They are operating. They are alive. In the same way, there is a God. I cannot see him. I cannot touch him. By my senses, I cannot connect with him. But I believe he is real. How can I say it's real? You see, what sense knowledge cannot provide us with, there is another knowledge that can provide. When we come to the place where it's total darkness of the sense knowledge cannot tell. What happened for the world to begin? I mean, what happened? And sense knowledge cannot provide that question, that answer. How was our universe created? Can't answer. How did it come to be this seemingly infinite place? How is it? And what will become of it ages from now? They do not know. But there is a bridge. There is a bridge for the man who cannot know by sense knowledge. There is another form of knowledge. Do you want to know that knowledge? That knowledge is called revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge. Oh, you're so blessed. It's becoming curiouser and curiouser. Come back tomorrow and hear the continuation of this series. You're blessed. Bye.